Negativity in schools is like an invisible tax. It doesn't just show up on a budget sheet, but it drains resources every day nonetheless. When negativity spreads through frustration, gossip, cynicism, it doesn't just impact morale. Today, on the Traveling Principal Show, let's get into exactly what this impact is. What does it cost to schools? And clearly define the issues at stake. Stay tuned. Hi, everyone. Joe Colazzi here, your traveling principal. Today, we're diving into episode 4 of this 5-part series on the teacher burnout epidemic. Today's episode is called The Cost of Negativity. And trust me, it's costing us more than we realize. And that's because we just don't understand that price tag. So I did a little research, dug in online, and tried to find out exactly what that cost is. So let's get into it. So it costs students their engagement. That's a huge factor, right? So number one, right out of the gate, the engagement. It costs teachers their creativity, right? Think about that. That trickle-down effect, albeit magnanimous, it still ends with a lack of creativity. And it costs their leaders the ability then to move the school forward, right? So those are three huge factors that are impacted by the cost of negativity. Engagement from students, the creativity therefore from the teachers, and then the ability for the administrators to move the school forward. Clearly then, the more negativity builds, the faster burnout spreads. In fact, 44% of K-12 teachers report feeling burned out often or always.
You had my curiosity. But now you have my attention.
And districts on average spend $25,000 to replace each teacher that is lost then to burnout. This is money that could otherwise fuel classrooms, innovations, give attention to students. And here's why this matters. When negativity becomes the norm, collaboration shrinks and people retreat to their corners. This is where that silos, teaching in your silos comes from. In addition, teachers stop taking risks. No one wants to be the first then to try something new. Innovation also kind of freezes, which stinks, you know? Schools become factories of sameness. We're focused on data for no reason. We're just looking at numbers. Everybody's a number in the system. Let's just call it what it is. And students, they pick up on everything, you guys. They sense when a classroom or a campus isn't healthy. Even worse, they mirror that. A negative culture doesn't just make people unhappy, it makes growth almost impossible. Research shows that a positive school culture can boost student engagement by up to 20%. Meanwhile, 77% of teachers say that their job is frequently stressful, a toxic combination for learning and retention. Okay, you guys, we have talked about this enough. Now, what can we do about it? First, your own climate. You can't control everything, but you can control your response. In my schools, we started celebrating small wins as often as possible. We had to. A teacher finally mastering some sort of a tough concept that they've been working on. We made a big deal out of it. A teacher experimenting with a new strategy, new technology, I don't know, anything. A team coming together to solve a problem or a challenge or celebrating successes that they had with a student internally within that staff. Amazing reason to celebrate. Remember, small wins create momentum. They're proof that progress is possible, and they begin to drown out negativity. And if you don't see that positivity around you, be the first person to build it. It starts with one voice, and it could be yours. Studies also show that a positive school climate contributes to reduced student absences and suspensions, freeing up instructional time and boosting achievement. I mean, it's as easy as creating a nice culture. It's not rocket science. Negativity does have a cost, you guys. Hope is an investment. Choose what you'll pay into today. Think about that. You could be the one to begin to change that culture instead of continuously listening to whatever is in existence, maybe even contributing. And if you are, determine how you are and how to maybe reduce those efforts. And that's where the changes begin, with you. Thank you guys so much for listening. My name is Joe Colazzi, your traveling principal. This series has been a lot of fun, the burnout epidemic And the next episode, the last one in this five-part series, we're going to talk about solutions. That's all we're about here on the show. You know, I wanted to call out a lot of people this time of year that I know were thinking they were surrounded with this environment that is tough to kind of get yourself out of. But I do know of specific educators out there, specifically Maloney, if you're listening, you are one of them. You have the ability to turn the entire culture of your school around. And I know that you know this. I know that that's also a lot of work and I don't want to disrespect that, but I do want to motivate you with some numbers. What do you got, 30 days of classes left? If that, right? Let's say 35. Mixed in there, we got state testing, finals, right? We have graduations, we have ceremonies. You start to think about celebration this time of year. We flip that switch from stress to celebrate. And I challenge you, Jake, to do that. Thanks for listening.